The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today
FM. One listener comes back after my comment in the last item and say, I've worked very hard to afford my holiday home. I'm entitled to enjoy it as I'm paying a mortgage for it as well as my main home. Now, the Irish Times opinion poll today, we've got Pat Leahy, the political editor of the Irish Times, with us. Pat, some very striking figures. The government's approval rating up by 10 points since February to 53% of people expressing satisfaction with the coalition. 70% say the government's doing a good job in its handling of the pandemic, which is a 25% increase since February. And yet, despite that, Sinn Féin is clearly the most popular political party in the country. How do we get to that stage when you have those seemingly opposite positions?
Well, maybe, Matt, the voters are pleased with everybody. Maybe it's the fine weather or the reopening or whatever it is. But their mood has certainly improved vis-a-vis the government, at least, but also towards Sinn Féin since February, which is the last time we took a comparable poll, at which point the government's approval rating was in the toilet. People believed that they weren't doing a good job on COVID. Fianna Fáil's support slumped down to as low as 14% in February. So we see a bit of a recovery, a significant recovery in Fianna Fáil's support, up to 20%. Fine Gael falls back a little bit, and Sinn Féin up. So as you say, very mixed picture. I think the overall picture is of Sinn Féin powering ahead as leadership, as the leaders of the opposition, and seeking to establish themselves as an alternative government in waiting. But at the same time, the government is actually doing okay. High satisfaction ratings, the individual parties holding up vis-a-vis where they were last week. And this is not a government whose constituent parts are being destroyed by being in government, which is what some people expected. The consequence of all that, of course, is that the smaller parties and independents are being squeezed, and we have a political landscape that is sort of dominated by the big beasts again.
But what about the Green Party, though? Because the 6% in the opinion poll is well down on the election result of last year. And the party leader, Eamon Ryan, his personal rating is the lowest of all the party leaders, down on 9 points to 26%.
I hate to correct you, Matt, but they're not actually a million miles off where they were in the election last year at all. They got 7% in the election. So holding up at 6% is actually quite all right. My view on the Greens is informed by both polling and watching how policy is going, is that they are getting what they want out of government. We see things like the Climate Action Bill voted through the door last night, investment in walking, cycling, public transport, all those sort of things that are important to those voters who vote for the Greens or who may vote for the Greens. All those things are being done by the Greens in government, and therefore their likely voters remain pretty happy. I would have a question as to what happens when all those green and climate-focused measures, when they reach the kind of the practical stage of policy implementation, for instance, when, you know, carbon taxes go up, when it becomes more expensive, as it must, to drive petrol and diesel cars, all those sort of things, when you reach the practical implementation of policy, will that be palatable to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael voters? So Green voters may want them, but can the government continue to do them? But for now, actually, notwithstanding the drop in Eamon Ryan's personal rating, the Greens are doing okay in government.
Okay, now how much of an incentive to malcontents within Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will it be that they have to stick together for the full duration of this government, given that the popularity of Sinn Féin is something that they may hope won't last for the full term of the government or for the full term of opposition?
Yeah, what is it about the prospect of a hanging that concentrates the mind wonderfully? Look, nobody is pretending that in this coalition government, no more than in any coalition government, all is sweetness and light between the between the partners. But once they go into government together, they tend to stick together. They tend to stick it out, not just because they prefer being in government to being in opposition, but that the consequences of collapsing a government they can see would be ruinous for their individual parties. I think there is, you know, a potential landmine for the government down the road when the Taoiseach's office switches between the two main parties. Is that when you will see a challenge to Micheál Martin, maybe by his own malcontents, as you describe them? But until then, because it is in the interests of the parties to stay in, my view is that they will probably act in their own interests and therefore stay in, however much they might grumble about it.
One final thing, the Dublin Bay South by-election, because you have Dublin figures in this poll as well, where Sinn Féin is even stronger in Dublin at 34%, not necessarily this particular constituency, and you have Fianna Fáil significantly weaker. Sinn Féin and Fine Gael, or certainly Fine Gael, has been trying to portray this as a straight shootout between James Gagan and Lynn Boylan. There have been some people suggesting that, given the historic support for Labour in the constituency, that Ivana Bacsik may have a shout. But with Labour at 3% in Dublin, as well as being nationally, does she really have a shout? Or if she does, is it going to have to be on a personal basis rather than as the Labour flag carrier?
Yeah, look, it's dangerous always to extrapolate national figures or indeed regional figures to an individual constituency. But that having been said, you know, this poll is a boost for Sinn Féin's campaign, and it's very much not a boost for Ivana Bacsik's campaign. I think she'll be a strong candidate, but as you say, she will be campaigning not so much on a party banner, but on a personal banner, because it's clear that the Labour brand in Dublin is in difficulty. That having been said, if it is strong anywhere, it might be strong in this constituency, particularly for a candidate like her. So, I think not. This poll notwithstanding, I think she'll be in with a shout in that by-election.
Pat Leahy, political editor of the Irish Times, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.